love you.
I love you.
Hello.
Morning, sir.
Ah, good morning. Good morning, Cecil.
Top of the morning to you.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Charles. What time can I expect you?
Before supper.
What it was like to spend a day in court.
Now, that's one of the luxuries to hunting down aliens and genetic mutants. You rarely get to press charges.
It's open.
What?
It's unlocked.
That's weird. I'm sure I locked it.
Must be an X-File. What's that?
I told you I locked the door.
What do you think it is?
10 to 1, you can't dance to it.
Greetings, Agent Mulder. 6 months ago, British Minister of Parliament, Reggie Ellicott, received an audio cassette, much like the one you're listening to now. Unfortunately for Minister Ellicott, when he popped the tape into the car stereo, he armed a device which, when he tried to exit the car, created an explosion which was heard 5 miles away. The Scotland Yard forensic team could only identify the poor bastard by his dental records. If only he hadn't reached for the door handle and triggered the detonator. But then how was he to know he was sitting on enough plastic explosive to lift the car 40 feet in the air and deposit the engine block on top of a 3-story building?
Aren't we looking rather ghostly?
It's an old friend.
Aren't you going to thank me?
For what?
Saving your life. One tends not to make the same mistake twice.
I'll try to remember that.
Oh, come on, don't tell me you left your sense of humor in Oxford 10 years ago.
No, actually. It's one of the few things you didn't drive a stake through.
You know, some mistakes are quite worth making twice.
Dana Scully, this is Phoebe Green, terror of Scotland Yard.
Hello.
Hello.
She hates me.
What brings you to the colonies?
Some clever bloke has been giving the aristocracy a good scare. Killed off a ranking member of Parliament, or 3 for good measure. Set Windsor Castle ablaze in 1992.
Your car bomber?
No. This one likes to burn his victims alive. Can't figure out how he does it either. Not a crumb of evidence left at the crime scene. The last one died in his front garden, his poor young wife watching helplessly as he went up in smoke.
The Irish Republican Army?
Our suspect likes to send love letters to his victims' wives. Sent one to the wife of Sir Malcolm Marsden a month ago. 3 days later, he narrowly escaped a fire in his garage. It burned to the ground. So they're renting a place out on Cape Cod, bringing the family over to the States for an extended holiday. Or until we can catch the dirty bugger.
You think he's that determined?
Judging by his success, he seems to take a certain delight in his work.
So what brings you on this detour to Washington, D.C., Inspector?
I figured my friend Mulder couldn't resist a three-pipe problem.
I'll run it by our arson specialist.
Splendid.
I'll call London. Let them know.
Oh, goodbye. Three-pipe problem?
That's from Sherlock Holmes. It's a private joke.
How private?
We knew each other at school in England. She was brilliant, and I got in over my head and paid the price.
Mulder, you just keep unfolding like a flower.
It was over 10 years ago, Scully.
Yeah, I noticed how you couldn't drop everything fast enough in order to help her out.
Oh, I was merely extending her a professional courtesy.
Oh, is that what you were extending?
Look, I'm going to run this by the arson guys, and then she's on her own.
Something tells me you're not going to get rid of her that easily.
Beautiful. Oh, just beautiful. Look at that. Salmon red flames. This is 1400, 1500 degrees. This is a work of art. Is there any kind of incendiary device used?
Yes, actually. The victim's body.
Spontaneous combustion?
He was murdered. However, we've turned up no evidence that tells us how the body caught fire.
Well, that's peculiar. People don't normally just catch on fire. I mean, we burn, but we don't conduct all that well. There's usually some kind of extraneous fuel involved, like candle wax, gasoline, something flammable and incendiary that adheres to the skin.
Like an accelerant?
It's like an accelerant, yes.
But we found no trace of anything, save for a dusting of magnesium at two of the sites.
That's aliphatic pyrolysis. It's a residue remaining after an exothermic reaction.
But there's no evidence of the source, no pore pattern or ignition devices.
There have been some arson fires in Seattle lately, and Pennsylvania. It burns so hot that the firemen can't put them out, 7,000 degrees. I mean, hosing that down just makes it worse.
How's that?
Well, the reaction is so intense that it splits the water into hydrogen and oxygen. Just adds fuel to the fire.
What were they using?
We don't know for sure. It could be rocket fuel. That stuff burns so hot and clean there's never a trace left. You see, it's very difficult to prove arson. It's driving the insurance companies nuts. Well, that's about the only explanation that I can give you.
But there have been cases of pyrokinetics, people who can control and conduct fire.
Well, I've seen fire bend around corners. Seen it bounce like a rubber ball. Fire's got a certain genius, you know. A certain demon poetry. It's like it's got a mind of its own. But I've never seen one that can defy the laws of physics. Not when you figure it out. You've got quite a case for yourself here, Mulder. Almost wish I could be in your shoes.
Sir Malcolm.
Well, thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here. Darling, you're happy. You like the house. Rather nice, don't you think?
Take yourself,
boy. Come on. Hello, Richard.
Over there, sir. But the second one I want up.
Gentlemen, the second set of boxes will go directly up the stairs.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Hello there.
Hello.
I'm Bob, the caretaker. We've been exchanging letters.
Oh, good heavens, yes, of course. Hello, Bob. How are
you? Excuse the pain. Hi.
Hello.
Just trying to spruce the place up for you.
Well, it's delightful. The photos don't do it justice.
Anything I can do for you? Anything at all? You just holler.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. seems like a rather nice fellow, don't you think?
Very.
Thank God, darling. That painting rather looks like you. What do you think?
No, I don't know.
Skin you alive. See, I'm the caretaker now.
So, Sherlock, is the game afoot?
Afraid so, Watson. But you're off the hook on this one.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm not going to put you through this.
Put me through what?
Phoebe's little mind game.
What are you talking about?
Something else I haven't told you about myself, Scully. I hate fire. Hate it. I'm scared to death of it. When I was a kid, my best friend's house burned down. I had to spend the night in the rubble, keep away looters. For years, I had nightmares about being trapped in a burning building.
Wait, and Phoebe knows about this?
Oh, yeah, this is classic Phoebe Grain. Mind game player extraordinaire. 10 years it's taken me to forget about this woman, and she shows up in my life with a case like this.
So she shows up knowing the power she has over you, and then she makes you walk through fire, is that it?
Phoebe is fire.
Mulder, are you sure you don't want me to help you out on this one?
Sooner or later, a man's got to face his demons.
Hello. You're the Marsden's driver?
Who's that?
Bob. Caretaker?
No.
I'm a smoke?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going into town. Can I get you anything?
Yeah. Some cough medicine, it's no problem.
Syrup or, lozenges?
Syrup be good. Can I give you some money? I appreciate that.
Beer?
They don't let you bring your own around here.
Well, I guess they'll just have to make an exception, won't they?
Oh, you're English. God, I just love that accent.
Allow me.
A gentleman to boot. Oh, my God. Now that is a trick.
Hey, guys, take a look at this.
Care for lights?
Oh.
I pulled this report off the wire last night. Eyewitnesses are saying that a customer in the bar caught fire, but they're still looking for a body.
Any indication an accelerant was used?
The bar is across the street from the fire station. Burned to the ground before they had a chance to even respond. The fire marshal said it burned so hot, turned the concrete foundation into sponge cake. This is the woman who's in the bar.
Hello?
Hello?
Ms. Gottschalk?
Yes?
I'm Special Agent Mulder from the FBI. This is Inspector Green.
Can you tell us what happened in the bar last night?
There was this guy. I'd had a few drinks, so... He sat next to me and he did this thing. It was like a magic trick where he lit his finger on fire. Next thing I turned around, he was up in flames.
Can you describe him?
Good looking, I think. Brownish hair.
Long hair, short hair.
I've already given the police the information.
Do you think you could work with a composite artist and come up with a sketch for us?
Like I said, I had a few drinks.
Can I get your full name and address?
See, I live with someone. He thinks I was at school last night.
It's no problem. You can come down to the field office and work with somebody there. I'll give you a minute to think about it, okay?
Deftly done, Agent Mulder. Casually disregard her indiscretions. A firm but polite manner until she accedes to cooperate.
It's a technique I refined in my relationship with you.
Oh, yes, well, I see you haven't lost your sense of humor after all.
I'm sorry, that was a cheap shot. I don't want to dredge up the past. Let's just stick to the case.
Let's.
Look, Phoebe,
unless I'm mistaken, 10 years seems sufficient time to have forgiven, if not forgotten, a few youthful indiscretions.
I'm cursed with photographic memory.
And don't you tell me that you've forgotten a certain youthful indiscretion. Atop Arthur Conan Doyle's tombstone on a misty night in Wintlesham.
Like I said, let's just stick to the case.
Well, it occurred to me that we're going to a lot of trouble to find the description of a man who in all likelihood has been burnt to a crisp.
I would agree with you, but they haven't found a body yet. So, can we count on you?
Yeah, okay. I don't know if it matters, but I remembered something else about the guy who caught fire. He had an English accent.
Having a rough time, huh? Maybe it's the cough syrup.
After reviewing the files of the Scotland Yard arson murders, two points remain unexplained. One is the use of an untraceable accelerant. The other involves the victims. Since they all burned in the presence of family members in safe surroundings, this indicates unusually intimate access to the victims by the arsonist. The arsonist is most likely a male, less than 25 years of age. He will often act out of impulse, satisfying sexual urges or insecurities with destructive behavior, which compensates for his social inadequacies or maladjustments.
You boys want to see a magic trick?
Okay.
What's your name?
Michael and Jimmy.
Doesn't he talk?
Yes. What kind of a
magic trick.
Maybe I better not.
Show us!
Nah, you might tell your mom and dad.
We don't tell.
Really? Promise?
Promise.
Hope to die? Stick a needle in your eye? Okay, boys. You've taken the solemn oath of trust that can't be broken. Except under penalty of death. Watch. Is it in there?
No.
Ah, you're too smart for me.
Where did it go?
Where did it go? Where do you think it went, Jimmy?
I don't know.
I think I remember.
Ta-da! Do it again!
You want me to do it again?
Yes!
Okay, we'll do it again.
Agent Beatty?
Yeah?
I'm Special Agent Dana Scully. Can I steal a minute of your time?
Oh, yeah, sure. Come in. Come in. I'm just working on this mafia torch job here.
I'm working with Agent Mulder.
Oh, yeah. Wild case. So, what can I do for you?
You mentioned that the arsonist might be using some kind of rocket fuel as an accelerant.
You know, that's just speculation. It still doesn't explain how he sets bodies on fire.
What if he got some of this fuel into some hand cream or,
Well, you've got to understand that even the smallest amounts of this stuff can produce temperatures over 5,000 degrees. But I suppose it's not impossible. Extremely diluted. But you still have to find a way to ignite it.
Wow! It lit by itself!
So, you guys ever smoked a cigarette?
No, they're bad for you.
Would you like to take a puff, Michael?
No.
Make a man out of you?
I don't want to.
Why don't you hold one for me? How about you, Jimmy? Huh? Little man?
Jimmy! Michael! Hello.
Bob. There you are. We've had a bit of bad news. Our driver has taken ill. And we're due at a party in Boston this evening. Is there any chance that we can impose upon you to drive the family into town? We'd be more than happy to pay you for your time and certainly to put you up for the night.
I'd be very happy to do it as a favor.
Oh, good. Thank you. All right then, boys, let's go. Daddy's got lunch already.
Jimmy, you're absolutely...
Come on,
you'll be here.
The arsonist is usually unmarried and prone to obsessive fantasies about women or men who are inaccessible to him. Often the setting of fires results from his cowardice and inability to develop a natural relationship. His crimes are often very clever and elaborately planned. The suspicious nature of the fire last night strongly suggests the arsonist has followed Lord Marsden to the United States. A check of all recent immigration to the northeastern area is underway. It has become not a matter of if, but when he will strike.
Here's that immigration data you wanted.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Remember those reports I told you about people could control and conduct fire pyrokinetics? Maybe. I think this guy just sent us a message that he's far more exotic.
I should say so. I mean, if he can set himself afire. What?
I'm just not used to someone so quick to agree with me.
Oh.
What kind of protection does the family have?
The driver's a very capable bodyguard.
Well, he should look into getting a few additional men and limit public exposure.
Oh, they've got a party being held in their honor tonight in Boston. They're going to have to cancel.
Unless you wanted to set a trap.
I had thought of that. But we must be careful and discreet. The party's at 8 o'clock at the Venable Plaza. I'll be traveling with the family, so why don't you go on ahead and have a look around. Oh, and I've taken a room at the hotel for the night.
Oh.
All right, thank you.
It's Scully, where are you?
I'm in Boston.
I've got something to show you. I'm gonna come up there.
What have you got?
I might have some information on the identity of your arson suspect. You there, Mulder?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I meet you somewhere?
No, it's just I'm kind of anticipating having my hands full.
Thank you.
Let's go inside.
Evening, sir.
Hello.
It's good food, witty conversation. I'm having the time of my life.
I wondered if you think it's safe enough to indulge ourselves in a dance.
Doesn't look like your arsonist is going to make an appearance.
That doesn't mean there won't be any fires to put out. I've thought about you often.
What?
On the 14th floor. That's where the children are.
Hold on.
Oh,
Here we are.
Marie, Jimmy, Michael. Oh, my God, are you all right?
We saved their lives.
Who is he?
Oh, the driver.
Miss, take over.
Thanks.
Well, let's go.
Out.
Where's Phoebe?
She's down the hall.
What about the kids?
Okay. The doctor checked them out. What happened to you up there?
I panicked. Couldn't move, Scully.
It could have happened to anyone.
Yeah, but it happened to me. I haired out, plain and simple.
What do you know about this guy that saved the kids? The driver.
I checked him out prior to the Marsons' arrival. He's worked on the property for 8 years. No record. His references checked out. They were lucky he was here tonight.
Who was watching the kids tonight?
He was.
Are you sure? I could have sworn I saw him down in the hallway about the same time that the fire broke out.
You couldn't have. Anyway, the man we're looking for is English.
Hey.
I came to see if you were okay.
How are the kids?
They're fine. Everybody's anxious to get back.
To the Cape?
Only to pack. They've made travel arrangements back to England for the day after tomorrow.
And you?
I'll be leaving in a few days. Look, I'll give you a ring back at the bureau before I leave. Goodbye.
You okay?
Yeah.
You at all interested in what I came all the way up here to show you?
Yeah.
Well, I did some checking on my own. I didn't know a whole lot about arson or arsonist, so I took the opportunity. For my own edification, of course. I ran a profile of possible incendiary fuels and accelerants that could have been used in the crimes. I also took the liberty of running a search through Interpol of all the gardeners, manservants, and domestic help that were hired by the murder victims at the time of their deaths.
And?
These people probably don't even tie their own shoes. There were over 200 names, and not a duplicate. Except one. A Cecil Lively. He worked as a gardener for two of the victims.
What did you find on him?
Nothing.
So he's clean?
Apparently. He was questioned by Scotland Yard, and they released him. But I dug a little further. Cecil Lively is a documented citizen of Great Britain. Paid his taxes, never been on the dole, a model citizen. Until he died in 1971 in a London tenement fire. I know, that's what I thought. So, I checked a little further. Cecil Lively spelled L apostrophe came up again. In fact, it came up twice. First, on a list of death certificates, listed among a group of children who died in ritual sacrifice by a satanic cult in 1963 in the Tottingham Woods outside Bath, England.
Where else did you find it?
You're gonna love this. On a list of recent visas issued by the British government, Cecil Lively's passport was stamped by U.S. immigration officials 2 weeks ago at the port of entry in Boston.
Call the local field office in Boston to the FBI and get them to fax you the composite the witness did of the man who burned down the bar, and then get them to fax it to every local law enforcement agency in the area.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to try and catch Phoebe. This guy could be waiting for them in Cape Cod.
Yes, this is Special Agent Scully. I've been waiting on hold for you guys to fax me a composite of an arson suspect.
bright. Hang on a second. It's coming through. Thanks. Oh, my God. It's the driver.
We're sorry. The cellular customer you are trying to reach is out of the area.
His name is Cecil Lively.
Who?
Your arsonist. Where's the rest of the family?
They went outside for a walk.
We'll go find him. We gotta get him packed and get him out of here.
The driver.
I know. He disappeared.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I found this out in the garage. This is a nice. It's been very hard on the family.
Did you get the composite?
Yes. I don't believe it. I can't believe it. He's worked for us for over 10 years.
Well, obviously there's been some type of mistake. Oh.
Oh my God.
This isn't the driver, it's the caretaker.
And he's upstairs with the children.
Michael?
Michael! Jimmy!
Looks like we found the missing driver.
Mulder, in here, quickly!
What's going on?
They just went out all by themselves.
I think he rigged the whole house.
Oh, no.
It's fuel.
Come on. Scully, see if you can find a fire extinguisher. Everybody else outside.
But what about the children?
I'll take care of the children. Go.
You're going to be okay, Mom.
Oh, yeah. I'll be fine. There's no place I'd rather be.
Time to call 911.
Don't move!
Agent.
You won't shoot me.
stay right where you are.
See? Because you don't know. The spark from that round will blow this whole house to kingdom come.
Care to take me to lunch? Scare you?
You have no idea.
Where is Phoebe?
I don't know.
You don't know? She didn't call?
No. She did messenger this to me last night, though.
Did you play it?
No.
Why not? Aren't you curious what's on it?
10 to 1, you can't dance to it.
Expel number 11214893. Addendum to the file opened by Special Agent Mulder. The arson suspect Cecil Lively was admitted to Boston Mercy Hospital with 5th and 6th degree burns over his entire body. Military burn specialists have been brought in to study the case, which they're calling extraordinary. Not only for the fact the suspect survived, but for the rapid regeneration of his basal cell tissue. Full recovery is anticipated in as little as a month. Lively is being held in a high-security medical facility, confined to a hyperbaric chamber until he can be tried on murder charges in the death of a Massachusetts caretaker. His body temperature remains at a steady 109 degrees. Health technicians have removed anything flammable from his room due to several fires which have broken out in the vicinity. According to Agent Mulder, further incarceration remains a problem for federal penal authorities.
Can I get you anything, sir?
I'm just dying for a cigarette.
This.